Former Governor Lucy passed away May 10th at age 96. Yesterday, outside a funeral home in Shorewood, former Wisconsin Senator Herb Cole said he was grateful that in the 1970s, Lucy made Cole the state chairman of the Democratic Party. Cole says Lucy was a Democrat who got things done.
He cared about what mattered, results, which is probably his business background. In the world of business, what matters is what you get done, you know, not what you say.
Republican Governor Lee Dreyfus took office a couple years after Lucy stepped down as governor to become ambassador to Mexico. Dreyfus's communications director, Bill Kraus, says Lucy was a friendly adversary.
I consider myself his third favorite Republican. He told me Jack Olson was his favorite one because he was the only Republican he could beat. And of course, he and Lee Dreyfus were great friends.
Kraus says Dreyfus, as chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, got Lucy a key vote for the UW system merger bill that was a top Lucy accomplishment. Lucy's former lieutenant governor, Martin Schreiber, became governor when Lucy stepped down. Schreiber explains why Lucy steered away from the Democratic Party in 1980 to be John Anderson's running mate for their independent bid for the White House.
When Pat had a feeling of something needing to be changed, he just went ahead and did it.
Funeral services for Pat Lucy will be held this morning at a church in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.